Jerry said. But Dick quit and went to work at the shopping center.
That new one we passed on the way here?
Jesse asked. Jerry nodded. He was looking worried again. There's nothing wrong with the shopping center, of course, he said. But it's fancy and modern, and my store is pretty old-fashioned. I can't help worrying that the Elmford Shopping Center will hurt my business.
I don't believe it,
Benny declared.
This is the best store I've ever seen.
Jerry smiled. I hope all my regular customers agree with you, Benny.
I'm sure they will,
Jesse said reassuringly.
Have you lost much business yet?
Henry asked. No, not yet, Jerry said. Of course, everyone will try the new place out. I don't blame them. But if they stick with me, I'll have to be ready for them, and that means having enough help. Just then, the woman who had been looking at the pans walked past them and went outside.
Oh, gosh,
Benny said.
She didn't buy anything either.
The red-haired girl came over to Jerry and the others. She looked disappointed.
I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor, she said. I thought for sure that woman was going to buy the pan, even though I knocked them off the shelf. But at the last minute, she said she wanted to look in some other places.
Probably the new shopping center, Jerry said. He shook his head and then patted the girl on the shoulder. That's all right, Nancy, he said. I'm sure you did your best to sell it. He turned to the others. This is Nancy Baldwin, he said. She started working for me a week ago, and I sure am glad to have her.
Hi, I'm Jesse Alden, Jesse said. This is my sister, Violet, and my brothers, Henry and Benny, and this is our Aunt Jane. She lives in Elmford, and we're visiting her.
Nancy smiled and shook hands with the children and Aunt Jane. But before she could say any more than hello, the door opened and a woman came in. She started looking at the fruit.
Excuse me, Nancy said to the Aldens and Aunt Jane. I'd better get back to work. Cross your fingers I don't knock anything else down.
After Nancy walked over to the customer, a telephone rang.
Good, Mr. Taylor said. I hope it's someone about the job. I sure do need the help.
He went back into his office.
Oh, this is too bad,
Aunt Jane said, as she and the children walked over to look at the bolts of fabric.
I hope Jerry finds another person to work here soon. He is really worried about the new shopping center, too,
Violet said.
Is there anything we can do to cheer him up?
Let's buy lots of curtain material and candy,
Benny suggested.
That will make him happy.
That's a good idea, Benny,
Henry said, laughing.
It's too bad we can't do it every day.
Just then, a man came into the store. He looked around and then said loudly,
Excuse me, but I need to buy some nails and I'm in a big hurry.